Rochelle is a nickname for me. Now, I'm sure we seem like a loving couple, but our nickname is not honey or... I call you love once in a while. That's
you
sweet
do.
Of me, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I also call you butt nugget and things like that. We kind of have mean names
Very
for each other.
Very sweet, yeah. I call you the Wiki Master.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting to, is I think that's your favorite nickname for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm not working... Or if I'm not really invested in a show, I'm probably on Wiki. Even if I am watching a show or working, I might be on Wiki. And I have to admit, I'm not a technological person. I know I've said this before. I'm not somebody who, you know, I don't have TikTok. I don't have Snapchat. I know all this stuff. But it's such a nice crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in the old days, you had to go and get like an encyclopedia off the wall.
Yeah.
You have a question about anything. Who's that guy in a movie? What movie was he also in?
Right.
I think yesterday we were talking about how many pounds in a kilogram, you know, these kind of things. It's right there on Wikipedia. Love the Wikipedia. So I've got you using Wiki, and you get annoyed because they got one of their pledge drives going, like the public TV station, where you go to try and get information, and it says, don't scroll away.
No, it doesn't say don't scroll away. It says, we ask you humbly
for
don't
just
scroll away.
If you can find it in your heart. For just $2.99 a month, you can support friendly factoids about anything in the world.
It's like a Humane Society commercial on your screen. It's not okay, Wiki.
Do you believe in supporting Wikipedia online? Every day, Wiki Masters are suffering, looking for information about... That's just terrible. All I can picture is the poor little sad
puppy.
Anyone
can give you $2.75.
But by the way, they have like a huge endowment because I gave them money.
You did.
And then someone sent me a link because I said this around the office. They're like, you know, that was stupid. They've got like a $50 billion endowment.
Right.
So they really don't need... I mean, the donations certainly help, but they don't need it. So I felt like an idiot for making a donation, you know?
You're still the Wiki Master, though.
This is a Sarah McLachlan song, man. Gets me right here. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, ready, set, reporting for duty for Friday, October the 8th, 2021. I got to tell you, I'm just worn out from answering Facebook messages.
From all of your birthday wishes?
Yeah, it was my birthday yesterday.
I'm tired of talking to people about my birthday.
I really am. It's exhausting. I mean, I do appreciate it.
How dare you wish me happy birthday?
I didn't say that. I really do appreciate it. But it's just a lot of work to go and answer everybody. And I know part of this is my own fault because I don't allow posts on my wall because
mm-hmm.
I don't trust what people are going to post on my wall, especially when you send me those stickers with the birthday cake. I don't want that on my wall. So all the people either commented on the last thing that was posted.
Right.
So they blew up my comments on the last.
They commented on my post that you did allow on your wall.
Correct.
Because I made you.
So you get like another 70 people there. And then you get the direct inbox messages. And between all of them, I mean, I feel like I got to say at least thanks to everybody or at least do a thumbs up or something. But it just takes all day. And I'm exhausted from doing that. But it was like, and again, I really appreciate it. But you're talking like a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
Most of whom I really don't know. They're mm-hmm. just Facebook people, you know?
You know what your problem is?
Yeah.
Is you wish everybody else a happy birthday. You shouldn't do that.
I don't wish everybody
a
happy birthday. I don't wish everybody a happy birthday.
I mean,
I have like several tiers. I have people I actually know, people that I know professionally, and then people that I know of professionally. And then after that, I don't wish them happy birthday.
I only start wishing people a happy birthday when it gets close to my birthday.
Yeah.
Because I want the return happy birthday post.
You know, it's really exhausting. What's really exhausting, I get someone like Vinny here, and I feel like I got to text him. I got to tell him in person, and then I got to go on his wall because I don't want to. Yeah, because I want all his friends to know that I'm a good friend. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's extra work.
Get all the bases covered.
Got to cover all the bases. So it's just why couldn't the Facebook crash have happened yesterday?
Sorry.
Then I wouldn't have had to deal with any of these birthday wishes. It's just too much. And again, I appreciate it. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but mm-hmm. it's just too much.
You sound ungrateful.
Do you think so?
I don't.
All right. Well, I'm very tired, so sorry about that. Rochelle is picking up the kids this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and the plan is, I know you said you're going to go to the movies with Lolo, but you're going to take him to a zoo or something? What is the plan?
I'm going to attempt to take both of them to the movies. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, you're bringing Grayson to a movie?
Well, he's not going to sit by himself at home. What are you? You're not come
sit in the car, kid.
I don't know. I wasn't thinking that through, but he generally doesn't sit through movies,
no,
so I don't know.
He might sit through that. It's a cartoon, but yeah, and then I figured we'd go to, I want to go to a pumpkin patch.
Oh, that's what it is. You said you're going to go to the pumpkin patch, and here's why, this is what I was thinking. This is why I think this is a bad idea, because we went not all that long ago to an alpaca farm,
mm-hmm.
and I know we told this story, but if you didn't hear this, we show up, and there's other children there. It's a thing, you know, families do together, mm-hmm. and the lady that's married to the farmer guy that raises these alpacas says, now kids, listen up, don't stand directly behind the alpaca, they will be startled, and you could get kicked, and it'll hurt, and every kid, she went, does everyone understand? And Grayson's first one in line, our five-year-old, he's like, yep, And the first thing he does is stand behind the alpaca, gets kicked right in the gut.
Right,
and of course, he starts to cry. And I think we've got the only nitwit kid that didn't listen. Then one by one, every one of these kids gets knocked down by an alpaca. Okay. Mm-hmm. Turns out, and this is why I think it's a lousy idea for you to take them to a farm of any kind or a zoo or any of this, is apparently this has happened to him before. He was attacked by a chicken.
Two chickens on the same day.
Where was that?
It was at a pumpkin patch, the same one I was going to go to.
Oh, I guess it was at the pumpkin patch?
It was at the pumpkin.
No, wait a minute.
There's a petting farm at the pumpkin patch.
Okay, well, that makes some sense, I guess. I was like, why are there chickens at the pumpkin patch?
Yeah, no, so he was going to feed the chickens, and he put his hand out, and the chicken bit him so hard that he bled twice.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, kid.
I mean, seriously.
Bet you ever been bitten by a chicken?
No.
You ever been kicked by an alpaca?
I actually get along with chickens real well.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Remember he babysat chickens before?
Oh, that's right. Your girlfriend, they have a farm just like this, don't they?
Yeah, so they had a bunch of chickens, and I had to go watch them one time, and those guys love me.
Maybe you just bring the kids over to Vince's girlfriend's house.
There you go.
It'll be more of a controlled environment.
You can control the chickens, Vince.
I'm a chicken whisperer.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. It's dumb crook news because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. So we got that going for us. We'll do He Said.
She Said.
At 750, 72920, hashtag mom.
Confession.
Oh, we have a game we've never played before. I don't think we've ever done this before.
Okay.
Not on this show, not on the old version of the show. We've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
Simon Says.
It's called Lyric or Lie.
Okay.
I will give you song lyrics, mm-hmm. and you tell me if they're the real lyric or if I just made them up.
Okay. All
There's
right.
A little game here, and I want
That's
to be
fun.
Good. Not like we're giving away millions of dollars or concert tickets or anything. It's mm-hmm. just a little fun. Just a little, you know, brain stimulation.
You mean you're
okay?
not going to give me millions of dollars if I get it right?
All right. That's on the way later on this hour. All right. A couple of things trending this morning. We thought you'd like to know. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a second. Before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, it's Fun Fact Friday. Facts that are fun. Things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. Here in my hand, the envelope hermetically sealed. It was kept next to the Forbes list of the richest celebrities. Since noon on Tuesday. We'll get to that in a moment.
Okay.
These are fun facts. The top toys have more computer power today than the Apollo mission to the moon rocket did back in 1969.
Well, that's terrifying. On all accounts.
It's one small step for man and one giant leap for My Little Pony. That's the first toy I could think
that's
of.
Pretty good.
Almost every airline requires their pilot, co-pilot to eat different meals in case there's something wrong with the food and one of them dies.
Oh, my God.
Is that crazy?
That's terrifying.
From the cockpit, this is your captain speaking. Our co-pilot has just ingested several peanuts and apparently has an allergy, so he's dead. But listen, if you smell a little smell, just hit the button. You know, turn your air nozzle on. It should clear that up. And we expect our initial descent in the next 40 minutes, and we'll take care of the dead body of the co-pilot. Wow. Enjoy your flight. Feel free to move about the cabin. I've always wanted to be a pilot.
Clearly.
All right, one more. Waldo from Where's Waldo is called Waldo in the American versions of the book. In every other country, it's called Willie.
Wait.
Where's my Willie?
Where's Willie?
Where's Willie?
That doesn't seem right.
Where is he? I can't find Willie. Here, Willie. Ladies and gentlemen, from the cockpit, we have the tracking device onwards. If you look to your left there, you'll see the...
There's Willie.
See the Rocky Mountains. Oh, there he is. There's Willie. Flight attendants, prepare for landing.
Okay. Are you done being a pilot today?
I guess so. Pretty new study from Forbes. Police officers, restaurant workers, bankers are the professions with the highest turnover rates in America. Not surprisingly, radio DJ is at number 17 on this list.
Okay.
And that makes perfect sense because all radio DJs are psychopaths that wear Hawaiian shirts.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
You're part of a dying breed, like people who can name all 50 states.
And I would imagine most of which have had a run-in with police, banks.
I mean, maybe not the banks part, except for like the collections agency.
That's what I'm saying. Well, speaking of restaurants, I know we mentioned there's a strike going on at Kellogg. Kellogg's and Wendy's are teaming up for a new chocolate frosted cereal. It's supposed to. Now, I don't know if this is going to get thrown off because of the strike, but it's supposed to hit stores in time for January 1st. No word on what it will be called. I guess you're talking about like chocolate frosted flakes or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why you team up with Wendy's. Are they really known for their chocolate?
They have a chocolate frosty.
I know, but I think of them as more hamburger french fry people. I don't really think of them as chocolate people. Don't you team up with Hershey's or somebody like that?
Maybe it's too close.
Maybe that's what the strike is about.
Maybe, yeah.
Why are we not working with Hershey? No, I'm sure that's not the case.
I hope not.
I welcome your emails.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
I don't know if you heard, but the list is out from Forbes. I'm not on it.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. That's okay. We know it's all fake news, don't we?
He's not on the list at all?
Former President Trump has expressed his anger when he was on Fox the other night that he is not listed in Forbes' list of the 400 wealthiest Americans because many of his real estate assets lost value, not because of me, because of COVID. Just spray a little Windex, it would be fine. Every one of my walls.
Aw, poor Donald.
This is fun. Justin Bieber has announced, you know who I'm talking about.
Sure.
He's getting into the cannabis business with a line of pre-rolled cannabis product. He's calling them Peaches Pre-Rolls by Palm, the nod to his Peaches song. Uh-huh. That sounds like the kind of thing that if you're a stoner and you go into a, you know, the dispensary.
Yeah.
And they say, can we see your card? Fine. And you're like, oh, gee, you got anything? Hey, man, you got anything new? Yeah, man, try the Justin Bieber blend. Oh, I would have sworn he just like, you think you're imagining, but no, there really is.
The Justin Bieber blend.
It's a real thing.
It's the Biebs blend.
Crazy, man. I must have been tripping. I thought Justin Bieber's peaches were at the dispensary. Whoa.
It's good stuff.
It was an uncanny impression of a stoner,
wasn't it?
It was
really good.
Well, not to be outdone, the Jonas Brothers have started selling artisanal popcorn. They say it's a secret recipe that their dad would make growing up. Jonas Brother Joe says it's tasty and flavorful, and we think everyone should try it at home.
Okay, now that's great, but how do you make popcorn any other way other than making popcorn? You put it in a pan and you pop it, or in the microwave and you pop
it. No. They've got a special ingredient that, you know.
Is it butter?
I don't know.
Is it salt?
I have no idea.
Sugar? What else are you going to put in there?
It's a homegrown Jonas Brother family recipe.
Maybe he should get together with the Biebs and they can put a little of his secret stuff on the popcorn.
Hey, man, this popcorn tastes like the Jonas Brothers.
You know what I'm saying? Sprinkle a little of the peaches on the popcorn. That would be good. No?
Well, there's a thing called the United European Gastroenterology Society, and they have released a new survey that shows the most common digestive issue in the world is excessive flatulence. 76% of Americans alone are dealing with it on any given day.
Excessive flatulence, huh?
I think I do remember hearing something on TV about colon cleansing.
You want your colon clean? Man, I'm going to clean mine.
Well, there you
That's
go.
So gross. Was that the Nutty Professor?
Yeah. That's what that was. There's a lot of thought and time that's gone into today's show. And this is kind of exciting. It was 53 years ago this week, the Motion Picture Association of America came up with the film rating system. I guess before 1968, there were no rating, you know, PG, PG-13
yes,
and all
yes,
that.
Okay.
And they actually, PG-13 came later. The original G, PG, R, and X. So happy anniversary to the X-rated movie.
Yes.
ladies and gentlemen, your captain again from the cockpit. Our co-pilot's still dead. We did want to announce that there is a free X-rated movies on demand. So all you need to do, if you need a headphone, just ask the flight attendant. We can provide those for you. Finally, Friday, world-famous celebrity birthday file. Bella Thorne, actress, 24 today. Bruno Mars, there's a talented guy. He's 36 today. Nick Cannon from The Masked Singer. Matt Damon, 51 today. Daryl Hammond, he's the announcer on Saturday Night Live. He is 66. Sigourney Weaver, Chevy Chase, speaking of SNL. Remember this guy, R.L. Stein? He wrote those Goosebumps books.
I used to love the Goosebumps books.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson and Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee. He's 82 today. Today's National Fluffernutter Day and National Hero Day.
Oh, that's fun.
You think it's hero or are they talking about the sandwich? I feel like they might be talking about the sandwich.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm thinking about the sandwich. Robbie and Rochelle, intern Vince, via his remote microphone in his bedroom. Paint the picture first. What do you see in front of your face right now?
Well, what do I see right in front of me?
Yeah, I'm picturing like a laptop, maybe a poster of some sort. What do you got?
I got a few posters. Maybe a Julian Edelman poster.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
That's not as weird as I thought.
No girls?
I get a lot of hate for the Jules poster. Nobody likes the Patriots around here.
Is he still... Is he still playing for the Patriots, or does he
No, he's retired.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
So I don't remember seeing him the other night during that big showdown.
But yeah, not much. It's pretty empty. I don't really want to explain because it's just gray walls, a single poster, my laptop, and this board.
It looks like the place where your mother is trying to kick you out of.
Yeah.
She's like, get everything out of here. Make it as bare as possible.
Actually, when he puts it that way, it's like, you know, in the Mentalist, one of those cop shows where they go in and it's like the whole apartment's empty except for the wall where he's got pictures of the person he's going to murder. That's kind of what he means.
One camping chair.
That's right. One camping chair.
Camping chair right now.
Not creepy at all.
Hello, Clarice. All right, we've never done this before. This is called Lyric or Lie. This is exciting. A brand new feature.
That's
imagine
fun.
We're this far down the road. We're still coming up with new, exciting features for you every single day.
Look at us go.
Isn't that amazing? So what I'll do is I'll give you a song lyric, and you tell me if this is real or if I just made it up.
Okay.
And the reason... reason I chose these is because these are commonly misheard or misunderstood song lyrics.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Okay. The song is from Elton John, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
No, that's a lie. No, it's Tiny Dancer.
That is a lie.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
It's Tiny Dancer. Right, this one's a little
you
harder.
You wanted to say Tony Danza, didn't you? I heard it.
I almost did. I paused.
It is the number one most misheard lyric. That's amazing to me. People, not in a funny way, actually, why would he be singing about Tony Danza? It's amazing to me that people think that that's really
who's
what it
Tony
is.
Tony Danza?
He's the guy from Who's
you
the
don't
Boss?
Know who Tony Danza is? Really?
Angela, hello.
I would have thought that Benny and the Jets would have been. I mean, nobody knows any of the words to that.
Exactly. It's a good song when you're drunk at karaoke.
Hey, you. Right. I'm going to mumble.
Lyrics or lie. Here's one. This is from Uncle Cracker. Okay. Give me the Beat Boys and free my soul.
Give me the.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That is true.
Beach Boys?
Want to get lost in your rock and roll.
He's right. It is true. But you just did what most people do. It is
the
second.
Beach Boys?
According, this is from a website I found, this Best of Life. And they say it's the second most misunderstood lyric. People think it's Give Me the Beach Boys.
I thought that's what it was.
And Free My Soul. But it's not. It's Give Me the Beat Boys.
Whoops.
This is an AC/DC song. Dirty Deeds and My Thunder Jeep. Lyric
dirty
or lie?
Dirty Deeds and they're done. Dirt cheap.
There you go. That is the correct one.
I'm going. I'm dirt stop. Cheap.
How about TLC, Waterfalls? Remember that song from the 90s?
Of course.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's right.
Like the rivers and streams you're used to.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That is correct. But apparently this is the fourth most misunderstood lyric of all time. And again, I'm just not making this with people think it's don't go chasing waterfalls.
Jason Waterfalls.
Sounds like a porn star, doesn't it? Jason Waterfalls?
Yeah.
Ew.
How about one from Justin Timberlake, NSYNC? It's going to be May.
Oh, no.
Trick question. That could really... it's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May. Daily beloved.
He just says me very weird.
Well, this one I think everybody knows. There's, from Purple Haze, Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky. People think it's Kiss This Guy. I think I'll ever... No one knew that?
Oh. No, what? I thought it was...
You know that song, Purple Haze?
I guess, kiss the sky does not make sense.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky, S-K-I. People think, excuse me while I kiss this guy. All right, one more. This is ABBA Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia and all that.
Yes.
See that girl? Watch her scream, kicking the Dancing Queen. Lyric or lie? See that girl?
Watch her scream. Watch the scene?
That's right.
It's not kicking the Dancing Queen.
See that girl?
That?
Watch that scene. We're digging the Dancing Queen.
Digging the Dancing Queen.
So there you go. Lyric or lie. We've never done it before, and clearly we'll never do it again because that was really a waste of everybody's time. There you go. Well, let's try this. Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, we search that hashtag at any of our socials you happen to like, whether it's TikTok or Facebook or Insta or the Twit Machine or whatever you want. Just use that hashtag, MOM mom.
Confessions.
Now, maybe you want to tell us about your mom. Maybe you are the mom. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a dad. Maybe you have kids that are grown. You're a grandmom. We don't hear from very many grandmoms.
We don't, no.
We share confessions just like this.
At DebSweet14 said, hear me out. A new toddler clothing line called I Don't Need Help, where all the clothing is already inside out, dirty, and always backwards.
That could also be a dad trying to put the clothes on the little kid.
I don't need help. I got it.
I don't need it. I got
Why
it.
Why can't
fine.
You sit up? Stand up straight.
Got no core.
Right.
At Crazy Mama Chris said, kids be like, I see you've just made yourself comfortable. I prepared a list of requests for your assistance.
Yeah. The minute mom sits down at the dinner table. Somebody's got a problem.
At JulieCorn00 said, dining out with kids is a great way to practice talking in angry whispers.
Could you demonstrate as a mom yourself first, please?
Sit down. Eat your food now. Be quiet. This is a nice place.
I feel like this is a millennial parrot thing, because when I was growing up, you're just the look, and you're like, oh, shit. You do the frightened whisper.
Yeah.
Now you get the angry whisper from mom. The kids used to do the frightened whisper.
That's true.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Don't tell dad. Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
It's every morning, 720 and 920. You might hear yours right here, so send them on in. Get Cindy's into us, any of our boss socials, at 1071 The Boss. You can also follow us, Robbie and Rochelle, on Facebook. Maybe troll us like anti-fan Nick.
Yes.
Who took the time to post an angry meme. Rochelle sent him a little snarky comment. He deletes it.
Yes.
And then posts it again.
Yes.
But made a misspell on both, a little typo on both.
Made my day.
Congratulations to anti-fan Nick, our very first anti-fan.
Love it.
Our first week of the new show here, 1071 The Boss. So thank you very much, anti-fan Nick. All right, a couple things.
Make us feel so welcome.
A couple things we thought you'd like to know. Again, send them in any of the socials on our Facebook page or at 107 The Boss, 1071theboss.com. The Ocean City Fall Block Party is kicking off Saturday, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Draws more than 400 local crafters, food vendors, live music, grand finale, firework display, OceanCityVacation.com for all the info. Our friend Jack tells us that he goes surfing down there.
Really?
Yeah, and he said his toe got bit by a crab last weekend.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Ouch.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever met anybody that was bitten by that was crab attacked.
Well, now you have.
The annual Columbus Day weekend Italian festival returns to Seaside Heights right through this weekend, happening along Grand Avenue between Ocean Terrace and West Central Avenue. Antique cars, parade, craft show, live entertainment, and of course, specialty Italian foods. You get the campagnolo, the prosciutto, the Italian sausages, facciabella.
Yummy.
NJ-carnivals.com for more details on that. And the Alaire Flea Market is happening on Sunday from 8 to 3, Alaire Village in Farmingdale, alairevillage.org for all the info on that one. Plus, look for 1071 The Boss crew will be hanging out from 10 a.m. till noon. Maybe helping you shop.
Yeah, there you go.
Need a little help around the flea market. We got you covered. Just a couple things we thought you'd like to know this morning. Look at this. Finally, Friday tradition. Dumb crook news. Intern Vince spends all day Thursday doing engineering work here around the building.
What are you
not
doing?
To break the mic.
What is wrong?
Be careful.
Kind of loosey-goosey.
Don't touch the knob.
Of this in between breaks while the songs are playing?
You would have thought.
Is your microphone going to fall down? Are you okay?
No, I think
I've had that happen to me before.
Really?
Yeah, fun fact.
Trying to adjust the bolt there that his eyes go cross-eyed.
There's two of them now.
Gonna move on, okay?
Okay.
Spends all day looking at the police blotters from sea to shiny sea, looking at these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens. At least, no matter how bad your day's going, you're not in the same predicament as these dumbbells. Dateline to Greenville, North Carolina. Spencer Everett reached an agreement to sell his Chevy Corvette Stingray.
Ooh.
It's a 2020. That's a pretty nice set of wheels, right? Well, he's supposed to hand over the keys, but on Monday afternoon of this week, he decided to take it out for one last hurrah and gunned it.
Hey, Ron, who's driving?
It's okay. It's on cruise control.
Lost control, drove the car off the road into a ditch and flipped onto its side. Now, he's okay, but the car's a total loss, and the sale had to be off because the car's a total loss. He is being sued by the person he was sending it to, and now he's also been charged by the local police there with reckless driving.
Oh, no!
Double whammy!
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Dateline of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, because it's always Florida. 46-year-old Mariani Verbitsky was supposed to be on a flight from Fort Lauderdale up to Chicago with her husband and son. But they didn't get to the gate on time, missed the flight. She flipped out, started swearing at the workers with the airline, in front of the gate there, and claimed there was a bomb in her luggage.
Whoa!
Why would you do that? I mean, come on.
She was apprehended, spent a night in jail before posting bond. There were no explosives.
Why would you do that?
There were, however, some pretty smelly nylons. So.
Jeez. Do you think that's going to get her on her flight?
You know what upsets me more than anything else here? You know why I'm glad that this is a crime? Is because what this does is it holds up the flight for everybody else.
Well, right. That's
what
I'm saying.
This is what it does. It screws up what's already a tenuous experience at the airport for fellow travelers like me. So don't be a jerk. I mean, what's wrong with you?
Also, that's illegal. So. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad that it is.
Right.
Not because I think she's endangering anybody by having a temper tantrum, but because she's slowing me down in my travels trying to get the hell out of here.
That's fair.
Having said that, if you're in Fort Lauderdale, how soon do you really want to get to Chicago? Let's be honest.
Also fair.
Where are we?
Well, speaking of Chicago, dateline to Chicago, Illinois, where three women stole a bunch of clothes from a Dick's Sporting Goods store last weekend. They grabbed sweatsuits, jerseys, hats, other sporting equipment, ran into the parking lot. The third woman was not able to get in the back door of the car because it was locked.
Oh, no.
By this time, police had arrived. I guess the guy working there pushes a button and the police were there quickly. So the two women that were in the car floored it. The third shoplifter was left behind.
Her?
Yeah. You're like, what? This is mine. This cubby hat, this is mine, officer.
I got 27 nephews.
That's right. Let me just take the tag. I forgot to take the tag off.
Forgot to take the tag off.
It happens to all of us.
What terrible friends.
Listen to this. Dateline to Traverse City, Silver Fox Jewelry, and Butch's Tackle and Marine.
Oh!
Two women stole multiple items from these stores. The story got shared on that Facebook page, mm-hmm. and then someone ended up recognizing her on her own page on Facebook, because mm-hmm. she's tagging herself out, drinking, having beers, trying to craft beers at North Peak, whatever it is they're doing, and going, wait a minute, isn't this the lady with the surveillance photo of the lady that stole something? That's the same person! She has since deleted her account, by the way.
Oh, jeez.
Ann Bernecki Fischel, she was sharing photos of her and her friend there after they committed the misdemeanor, decided to go out for drinks and take some selfies, so that was a poor choice.
Yeah, probably don't tag yourself wearing stolen items.
Yeah.
And whatever you do, just be satisfied with the sour cream they give you.
It's very true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there you go. Dumb crook news. Talk about your finally Friday. There's another one of these TikTok phenomena going on today. Mm-hmm. Man, if it's not happening on TikTok, did it really happen at all?
I mean,
people are taking photos and videos of the top of their fridge, their refrigerator.
Okay.
That's the whole deal.
That's it?
And apparently, people are very interested to see what others keep on top of their fridge.
Interesting.
And you start thinking about that, and that is a place where a weird mishmash and array of things end up.
Yeah, it's almost like a visible junk drawer for us, at least.
A little bit.
I know we have our KitchenAid mixer up there, because it's really heavy, and there's like nowhere else for it to go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Some people put pots and pans up there.
Yeah.
Tends to be a place where like a pack of batteries that you've used the first two end
uh-huh.
up. A screwdriver.
I may or may not have some candy stashed up there. May or may not.
Dust bunnies and cat paw prints.
Absolutely.
Those are probably on top of everybody's fridge. I'll tell you what, there's just another reason why it's true that they don't make things the way they used to. Mm. If you can think back, if you're old enough to remember when grandmas and stuff had those old General Electric refrigerators, I guess they call them ice boxes, right?
Yeah.
Remember the big chunky white ones and had the General Electric on the
top?
Sure,
they were like rounded on top, right?
Yeah. And instead of having a handle, they had kind of like a pointed handle
mm-hmm.
and you kind of pull them open. It felt like you were opening a bank vault or something, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
Those were so sleek that you wouldn't notice the dust and the stuff on top, and they weren't quite as tall.
Right.
So you couldn't really hide junk up there, so you'd probably be more embarrassed to leave stuff out. So I feel like we have downgraded in some ways with the models that they're releasing today.
I don't know. I don't find it as a downgrade, especially us who have kind of made our kitchen a little smaller. It's almost like an extra place for kitchen storage.
Well, I mean, we didn't make our kitchen smaller.
Well, we moved into a place
with a smaller kitchen. We found a place with a smaller kitchen.
Yes.
It's not our fault.
So it's extra storage for me, or at least that's how I look at it. I don't know.
All right. Is there something on top of your fridge, on top of your refrigerator? And by the way, have you ever taken a photo or video for TikTok and used this hashtag for this challenge? It's like a whole thing. There's hundreds and hundreds of videos of people that do this.
We might have to try this, because I bet there's stuff in the back that I don't even realize is there if I got up on the counter and looked, because I've definitely...
Imagine what's underneath it.
Right. Oh, I don't want to know what's underneath
it. There's all kinds of little cars and stuff that get under there. Right?
I don't want to know what's under the fridge.
Is this actually a internet social media phenomena, something trending on TikTok, of people taking videos, pictures of all the stuff on top of their fridge? Have you ever done this? And what is on top of your fridge?
Miranda said, I have Halloween candy from last year.
Oh, boy.
Time to throw it out, Miranda.
Is it, though? I mean, there's enough preservatives in there. It's probably fine.
I don't know. I guess you could just hand it out again.
I don't know that Halloween candy goes bad. I think you're okay. It's like wine. It gets better with age.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's a Mars bar.
Valerie said a microwave and a fly swatter.
Well, the microwave makes sense. I guess if you get a small kitchen, that'd be a good place for it, right?
I guess, but don't then keep the fly swatter next to the microwave, right?
I said when we started this, I don't know that I've ever thought about what's on top of the fridge. And you said, well, just think about, you know, your fridge when you were a bachelor. And I can't remember putting anything up there before. I don't think I had anything on top of the fridge.
Exactly. I feel like there's two types of people, again. It's the person who keeps all the stuff up there or the person who has nothing up there.
Maybe I had a bowl. I don't know. I can't remember for the life of me.
Did you have your wine corks up there?
No, they were on the windowsill.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember putting anything on top of the fridge.
That's another thing.
No, I was also on the windowsill. Apparently.
Why were you using your windowsill?
Apparently, I'm a windowsill kind of guy.
See, I find that kind of strange.
I remember my grandmother had trying to describe what this would be. It was not a pot. It was like a porcelain flower, and it had a little top on it. You opened up the top of it, and she had all her matchbooks in there.
Oh, really?
Every time she went to a restaurant. They were not.
Oh, she collect them?
I guess. They weren't smokers or anything, so I don't know why she had this whole thing full of these little matchboxes with the little matches instead of matches. Remember restaurants used to always give those out?
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know. It was a porcelain
Was it like decorative or was bowl. It like a cooking pot?
No, it was decorative for sure.
Oh, okay.
But it kind of looked like a like it was leaves.
And that was the only thing up there?
Yeah.
That's super interesting.
Would never have remembered that if you didn't bring all this up. And I don't know that it is super interesting, but it's true.
Well, it's just it's interesting to see what people keep on top of there. Jack says he has to keep his dog treats up there. They have to put them up high or the dog will find them and eat all of them.
I wonder what kind of a dog he's got there. He's got a big, tall...
He must. He's got
greyhound.
On top of the fridge.
He's got a problem.
Jacob?
I just have chalk for the gym.
Oh, like for your hands?
Yeah.
Why do you keep it on top of your fridge?
That's just where I put it. I have no idea.
Okay. Don't question Rocky's methods
all right,
here, okay?
All right, I'm sorry.
What is on top of your fridge? Have you participated in this TikTok deal where people are taking video, posting photos of the top of their refrigerator? That's your he said.
She said.
We tend to get a lot of Facebook messages. You can do that any of our socials at 1071 The Boss or by texting us 732-774-4444. You can also call us at that number. It's something on TikTok. And that's where you get the idea. Anyway, people are posting videos and pictures of the top of their fridge. So wondering, have you done this? And what is on top of your fridge?
Irina said all 20 boxes of open cereal.
Oh, boy.
Trisha said liquor, shot glasses, and a bag of pretzels, all the essentials.
Did I have shot glasses on top of my fridge? Maybe I had
Maybe
shot glasses on top.
You had shot glasses up there.
I can't remember.
No, you had those in your bar. See?
No, that wasn't
I can't
it then.
Think of it. I don't know. Leanne said a fruit basket full of fruit no one will eat, a loaf of bread that I'm sure will go moldy, and my spice rack.
Well, that's just upsetting. I hate waste. Everybody's come over your house and eat all that stuff.
Felicia?
A little wicker basket that my cat sleeps in.
Oh, that's cute. That's a good idea.
We'll stick our cat Rick up on top of the fridge.
I love it.
A good place
he
for him.
He goes up there anyway and yeah. sleeps in the KitchenAid mixer, so...
Vanessa in North Brunswick?
Unfortunately, a ton of expired vitamins.
I don't know. Those really expire? They're probably okay. Maybe not as potent.
I think nothing expires.
And it's not like it's milk. I mean, the vitamins really go bad?
Yes, they go bad.
All right, well, you know what doesn't wine? So let's just stick with wine.
That's true.
That's a great idea.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll keep it going on Facebook today, and we'd love to see the picture or the little video clip if you've posted it elsewhere on social media. This is a big TikTok thing. What's on top of your fridge? He said.
She said.